Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Saturday, the 18th of April 2020 is William Bonneville, 1st Baron Bonneville. William Bonneville, 1st Baron Bonneville, 12/31st of August 1392, the 18th of February 1461, was an English nobleman and an important, powerful landowner in southwest England during the late Middle Ages. Bonneville's father died before Bonneville reached adulthood. As a result, he grew up in the household of his grandfather and namesake, who was a prominent member of the Devon gentry. Both Bonneville's father and grandfather had been successful in politics and land acquisition, and when Bonneville came of age, he gained control of a large estate. He augmented this further by a series of lawsuits against his mother's second husband. Bonneville undertook royal service, which then meant fighting in France in the later years of the Hundred Years' War. In 1415, he joined the English invasion of France in the retinue of Thomas, Duke of Clarence, Henry V's brother, and fought on the Agincourt campaign. Throughout his life, Bonneville was dispatched on further operations in France, but increasingly events in the southwest of England took up more of his time and energy, as he became involved in a feud with his powerful neighbour Thomas Courtney, Earl of Devon. In 1437, King Henry VI granted Bonneville the profitable office of Steward of the Duchy of Cornwall. This had traditionally been a hereditary office of the Earls of Devon, and the Earl was enraged at its loss. The dispute soon descended into violence, and Bonneville and Courtney ravaged each other's properties. The situation was exacerbated in 1442 when the Crown appointed Courtney to effectively the same stewardship it had appointed Bonneville, which inflamed the situation even more. The feud between them continued intermittently for the next decade. Generally, Henry and his government failed to intervene between the two parties; when it did, its efforts were ineffectual. On one occasion, Bonneville was persuaded to undertake further service in France, primarily to get Bonneville out of the region, but the mission was poorly funded, a military failure, and when Bonneville returned, the feud reignited. In 1453, King Henry became ill and entered a catatonic state for 18 months, heightening the political factionalism that had riven the reign. Bonneville generally seems to have remained loyal to the king, although his guiding motivation was to support whoever would aid him in his struggle against Courtney. Their feud was part of a broader breakdown in law and order, which eventually evolved into the Wars of the Roses in 1455. Bonneville seems to have managed to avoid implication in the variable swings in political fortune which followed until 1460. At this point, he threw in his lot with the rebellious Richard, Duke of York. His new allegiance brought him little profit. His son was killed alongside York at the Battle of Wakefield in December 1460, while Bonneville himself took part in the Second Battle of St. Albans 2 months later on the losing side. With the new Earl of Devon watching, he was beheaded on the 18th of February 1461. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 0:06 UTC on Saturday, the 18th of April 2020. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for William Bonneville, 1st Baron Bonneville. This podcast is produced by Abul Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Abul Smay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Ravina. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.